producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Would love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Before we sort of launch this hour with great fanfare, Julie Andrews has got a new introduction to, wait for it, the 50th anniversary edition of The Sound of Music. Comes out on March 10th. They're putting out the original 16-track soundtrack on vinyl. They're also having a two LP, long playing record, vinyl edition of it, and a super audio CD, henceforth known as SACD. Why don't they just say a CD? Never mind. It's going to include an 8-page booklet accompanying the original vinyl release, March 10th. See how much it's going to cost. Manny, do you want to know how much it's going to cost? You probably do.
Sure.
Let's see if it says. But that's pretty, I mean, we can all sing along. I don't think it says how much. They've sold 40 million units.
Wow.
Yeah. Sound of Music.
Hmm.
Let's see if it says Legacy Records, Sound of Music. Don't think it says. Introductory notes from Julie Andrews and Theodore S. Chapin, President and Executive Director of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
So are they releasing just the soundtrack or the movie too?
I think just, it presents the Sound of Music 50th Anniversary Edition with a special, I guess just, it looks, it's hard to tell. It looks like it's just the music.
Because I know my sister, I was telling you when we were on break there, that my sister loves the movie. I mean, she's like obsessed with the movie.
We love it. We all wanted to be Julie Andrews. We all twirl around the Alps. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a little, you know, I personally, I was never so much into the movie as my sister.
Well, you're
was,
not a but, girl.
Well, yeah. But we always had a little family tradition, me and my mom and my sister, when I was a kid, we would watch it every Easter. And, you know, and I would just kind of sit through it and say, okay, well, yeah, this is a cool movie. But then my mom and my sister would be, my sister especially, just all into it, singing every song. She knows every song.
I actually hosted, I did one for West Side Story and I did one for Sound of Music, a sing-along. It looks like they're a newly remastered, expanded two-disc version of the 180 gram vinyl. So it looks like it's just the,
the
score, the score for it. I think they reissued the movie a couple of years ago and they kind of colorized it. Of course, it was always in color, but I think they did that a couple of years ago, but this is the soundtrack. Do re mi, do a deer, a female deer, climb every mountain, sob through that. Yeah, so this would be good for your sister.
This might be a little bit of a silly question because I haven't been completely in the loop on it. But you remember the story a few years ago where Julie Andrews supposedly like she lost her voice or she couldn't. Did she ever get that back or what was the latest on that?
I think she stopped performing. She had she had nodules on her vocal cords, I think. And I actually she was over at the station at one point, and I met her, and she's still gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she stopped singing. I don't think she's sung since.
I always thought she was pretty good looking.
Yeah. No, she's great, and those high notes, and she was just wondrous. So March 10th.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of, I thought what we would talk about today, which is a story that's been kind of percolating around, and I actually read a couple of, it's very interesting to see what different news outlets have a take on the Brian Williams story. All right, for those of you who aren't paying much attention, God bless you, Brian Williams is a very well-known, popular, I think I would venture to say he may be, if not the most popular newsman, is certainly one of the most popular. I think he's just plain likable, and everybody's really liked him. And it turns out Brian fibbed. And he fibbed twice that we know of. And as Manning points out, this brings up several questions of has he lied about other stuff, number one, and number two, have other people lied about other stuff?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. He said in 2003 that he was in a helicopter that came under enemy fire in Iraq. Well, it turns out that's not exactly what happened. What happened is he was in a helicopter that was behind a helicopter that came under enemy fire. And it turned out that even at the time, the pilot of the first helicopter heard him give an interview when they were on the ground after everybody landed. And at the time, I think he was with MSNBC at the time, and went over, called somebody up, and said, that isn't what happened. It's not accurate. At the time. So this was 12 years ago. So at the time, somebody said, not really, that's not what happened. And the second was during Katrina, he talked about, he saw a body, a dead body floating by. And I don't know when this one came out, but one of the guys, I think, I don't know if it was the mayor or somebody attached to the situation, said he was with him and there was no bodies, no dead bodies that floated by. His statement yesterday, I believe, said, in the midst of a career spent covering and consuming news, it has become painfully apparent to me that I am presently too much a part of the news due to my actions. This is like the Tiger Woods non-apology.
Yeah.
As managing editor of NBC Nightly News, I've decided to take myself off of my daily broadcast for the next several days, and Lester Holt has kindly agreed to sit in for me to allow us to adequately deal with this issue. Upon my return, I will continue my career-long effort to be worthy of the trust of those who place their trust in us. Mm-hmm. They're saying that they're going to investigate. They're saying he exaggerated his experiences in order to make them more vivid, personal, and intriguing than they really were.
Well, what else needs to be investigated?
Well, Katrina... Well, I don't know.
I mean, because he...
He's already... We know both of those are a lie.
Right. So are they going to investigate, you know, maybe other things that he's maybe lied about?
Not clear.
Because if he's already admitted to lying about it...
It says will likely depend on the results of NBC's investigation into his reporting.
Okay.
Which focuses on his coverage of two particular stories. So, and he's already, as you said, admitted about lying about those two particular stories.
Right. Wow. So they're just, I guess they're going to just look at everything that he's essentially done since he got
that position? Don't
know. Wow.
Don't know. They said as an entertainer, he had no peer among his contemporaries, as shown by his comfort on late night talk shows, but his exaggerations, clearly an attempt to play up his reporter bona fides, showing that being a beloved, respected, and grandly compensated broadcaster wasn't enough. He wanted to be taken seriously as a reporter, as much as a Dexter Filkins as a Jimmy Fallon. Doing so violated a cardinal rule of never playing up your role covering a story. Well, that's not exactly what the issue was. It's not that he played up his role. It's that he lied.
Yeah,
he made stuff up.
Just told a bold-faced lie.
Several of them.
Right.
So, but, as you know, I hadn't really thought about it beyond... I mean, I think that he was kind of one of everybody's favorites, maybe because he was so comfortable, seemingly, in his own skin.
I thought he was great. I always, and I was telling you before, I remember about the... there was an incident a few years ago where he goes on the air, and the fire alarm in the studio starts going off, and he handled that whole situation like a pro, like it was just like natural to him, and so from that point on, I was always a big fan of his. But boy,
are you still feeling fandom?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't hate the guy, but it's just kind of like, dude, what are you lying about? Why would you do that? You know?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? And that's something we'll look at. We also have asked on Facebook, have you ever gotten so caught up in a story that you found yourself embellishing? When and how, why, and with whom? So we'll talk about that as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking about Brian Williams and the fact that he got caught in at least two, well, I suppose we could call them embellishments rather than fibs. And he is being investigated at this moment by NBC. To see what else is going on. Look, he's not the first. Remember, there was a guy who I think won a Pulitzer or something about and made up his stories and guys who plagiarized and whatever. And the question is why? And I think the answer is pretty straightforward. I mean, that you hear me all the time say that people lie for really a very limited number of reasons. And kids and adults lie for exactly the same reason, to deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they wish was the case.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, I mean, I think he wanted to look bigger than life. He wanted to scoop the competition. He wanted to be more macho. I mean, to know his very specific motive and whether or not it was a conscious motive or not, I think sometimes, I'll tell you one, I'm not good at lying. First of all you have to do to know that I'm lying is look at me. I don't have a poker face. So you learn very early on, if you're a kid and you're trying to get away with something and you get caught every single time, you stop doing that. I mean, you know, I'm not stupid. But there was a time where I had a friend who had been enormously kind to me, and he lived in Massachusetts. And he had a broken windshield on his car. He had, a stud had flown up and cracked his windshield. And you can't, your car will not pass inspection if you have a crack in your windshield, this state or any state. And so he happened to be talking with me about it. And I, in a moment of sheer idiocy, said, "Oh, I think you can buy those inspection stickers." Well, you can't buy an inspection sticker. You have to go to a certified station and have your car inspected and get the sticker. And they're not very expensive. I think they're like $25 or something. Goody two shoes. And his face lights up and says, "Oh, you saved my life. That'd be great." So at this moment, instead of saying, "You know, maybe I should look into this a little bit more before I actually," I said, "Oh, okay." So I am now, in my own mind, committed. And I wasn't trying to be a hero as much as just trying to repay him for some kindness. So I suppose that's my own version. I mean, I wasn't trying to impress him as much as just say thank you. So I'm now in a situation where I've said I will do something that is, among other things, illegal. Which, I really don't think it occurred to me. I mean, I was just one of those mouthing off statements that you make. Which is, I think, how most of us probably get in trouble. "Oh, I think you can buy one of those." To make a long, horrifying story a little bit shorter, I started, calling up somebody. And what I would do is I'd say, "Look, I promised a friend of mine that I would find an inspection sticker for him. Do you know where I can buy one?" Well, that lasted for about 2 phone calls of people hanging up on me or saying, "Do you know that's completely illegal? You can go to jail for that." So then we finally figured out, because I'm still in the same dilemma, and instead of being sort of semi-sane and going back to him and say, "Look, I was a jerk. I mouthed off. I hadn't really done my research here. I can't get you an inspection sticker because it's completely illegal to do this." I learned very quickly to lie. And because I was on the phone, you couldn't see my stupid little face. Although I swear, you guys know. It's not that I lie on the air, because I don't. But you guys know when I'm having a good day, when I'm having a bad day. Even though I try very hard to sound the same every day, I'm sure I don't. So I would call him and say, "I have a friend who's in the hospital. And I need to get his car inspected because he needs it for his job." It became more and more elaborate to make and people would say things like, "Yeah, Vinny can get that for you, but Vinny's in Rikers. You know, he's up for 3 to 5." And I said, "He'll be back at 5 o'clock this afternoon." And they said, "No, 3 to 5, 5 years." So I mean, and this horrible story, and this happened like so. To make a long, stupid story, this went on for weeks. I ended up with 2, count them, 2 inspection stickers, which are, of course, completely illegal that I even have them. And so my great fear is, I take them to him, and my great fear is I'm going to be in a car accident and killed with these 2 illegal inspection stickers on me. So there's a part of me that has great sympathy for anybody who sort of gets in a stupid position and is not smart enough to say, "Ollie, ollie, home free, not playing anymore, this was a stupid thing to do, I'm out of here." Because I didn't. I would never do it again. It's probably the only time in my whole life I've ever had sympathy for Nixon and his lies, because what happens is you just get caught. And one lie leads to another, that leads to another, that leads to another. So, and I'm certainly not in any way justifying my own behavior, it was just plain stupid. And I suppose the only even faint it's not even justification. I wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it for somebody else, which doesn't make it a whole lot righter. It doesn't make it seem to me quite as wrong, but not a whole lot better. It was still a lie. And so, you know, I think that you can get in a position where you either have to pull the plug and just say, I was wrong, it was stupid, forgive me, you know, I'll contribute something to getting your windshield done, or I'll see if I can get you a, you know, a cut-rate windshield, which would probably be just as bad, but I can't do this. Or you sort of go ahead and you just kind of, I think you get caught in your own web, in your own, you know, you can't get out of your own way. So it's not that I'm justifying either my behavior or his behavior, but I can see how it happens. Because I did it once. Never again. As I said, at least it wasn't self-serving. I wasn't doing it for me, which doesn't make it a whole lot better at all. Have you ever done anything like that, little Manny?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Which means you're not going to jail. There we go. All right. Let's hear what our folk have been doing. And bless you guys for doing this, because I, you know, a couple of months ago I said, okay, tell me the biggest lie you'd ever told. And somebody sent me an email and said, Joy, you do realize that we're not anonymous, don't you, on Facebook? So I thought I don't know that we're going to get anything, you know, from this one. So bless your little hearts about embellishment.
Let's start with Bobby. Bobby just says, they call them, quote, war stories, end quote.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, and fishermen stories, right? They do that as well, that, you know, the fish was this big, and somehow in the telling it gets bigger and bigger.
Jason says, you know, I really like Brian Williams, and I also think he's an excellent anchor. What he did was really not earth-shattering. And I think everyone is guilty of it. However, because of his feat and credibility, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue, isn't it? Of are you selling affability or credibility? And if you're selling, and I think that that may be part of it. He was selling an image as much as his credibility, and they're very different. I think the image he was going for is sort of macho man, you know, that I'm embedded, that I've survived this. You know, I'm the same as the soldiers. I'm as big a patriot. I'm as manly a man. I'm not just covering stories. I'm putting myself on the line. Not exactly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Blake, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Blake, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay for the most part.
Well, good. Let's see if we can make the most part even more.
Well, I've been dating this girl for about like 6 months.
Okay.
And she's anti-gun.
Okay.
And I'm not. And I have guns.
Okay.
And I didn't tell her I have them. And I kept them in a closet and I put a padlock on there.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, if I don't tell her, she don't see him, I'll never have, you know, we won't have this argument that actually happened. So,
well, isn't she going to say what's behind the padlock?
Yeah, she did. I told her, you know, I just said it was just car parts and whatnot.
Oh, honey. You got caught in the big fib, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went out to go buy some food, and I guess curiosity got to her, and she broke the padlock and opened it up, and She found all my guns.
Oh.
And it kind of looks bad, but I only own like five of them, and I'm storing my my brother's gun.
But it looked like a nurse.
My house. yeah, it does.
All right, I got it. But, all right, Blake, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And how old is she?
She's 24.
All right, so let's go over this, what we know so far. First of all, perfectly nice people can be sincere and disagree. All right, let's start with number one. Are you viewing this woman as a potential long-term relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, look, all right, let's go back at the beginning. As I said, I think perfectly nice people can have very different opinions about religion, guns, you know, politics, all sorts of things. So I don't think this is necessarily a deal breaker. However, I think we have to make sure at the beginning of a relationship that we're not setting things up that we're going to have to revise later on. And saying, look, I mean, first of all, presumably she's not stupid, and why would you need a padlock on a place that has auto parts? So I think you sort of waved a red flag. I don't think it was okay for her to break in, but I think it was unwise for you to lie about it. But this is how we learn not to do things. So at this moment, is she saying, I'm out of here, I can't trust you? What is her stance at this particular moment?
She's giving me an ultimatum. It's either her or the gun.
Oh, I think that's unwise on her part as well. So what are you feeling at this moment? You don't like being put in that corner, right?
Yeah, I don't like ultimatums altogether.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. All right, so let's back off the ultimatum. Let's just you and I talk about where you are about guns. Tell me why you have guns at this moment.
I've been shooting since I was a kid. You know,
okay.
I hunted all my whole life. I come from a very strict military family.
Okay.
Everyone in my whole family shoots. We all own guns. So,
okay. You know, can you tell me what kind of guns you own? Are they primarily for hunting?
I own three hunting rifles. I own an assault rifle and a shotgun.
Okay. Let me ask you about probably the most controversial of the five, which is the assault rifle. You don't hunt with an assault rifle, do you?
No, ma'am.
So why do we have the assault rifle?
Me and my brother, we just like shooting them.
At whom? I mean, listen, Blake, look, I think part of it depends on how much you care about this woman. And it's not gun control versus, you know, NRA. It's that we make compromises in relationships because we care about people and we're not identical. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you can say to her, I don't like being put in that corner. If this is how we're going to negotiate relationships, I don't think we have any place to go. Which would be sad, but I think that it's not any fairer for her to say you have to choose than it is for you to say, it's my guns or it's either my guns or the highway. So I don't like two people who care about each other giving each other ultimata. I think it's really a foolish way to run things. And the two of you are going to have, if you're going to be together, you're going to have all sorts of disagreements that are better worked out by compromise than they are by cornering one another. So I'm not crazy about how she's doing it. I think you lying about it was silly, but that's how we learn not to do things like that. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you view her as you finally seen her true colors and you have no interest in her anymore, at which point keep the guns, dump the woman. At the other end of the spectrum is this is the woman that you really want to be with. And so the question is there a compromise that will work for both of you? And for example, one of the things, I'll be Cheryl for a minute, all right? And I'm saying, Blake, look, I think you and your brother hunting, I'm not crazy about you shooting Bambi, and I'm not ever going to clean anything that you bring home. You know, venison is your problem. I shop at the supermarket and I eat tofu. But if you and your brother want to have, you know, want to go hunting, I get it. But would you be willing to keep the guns at his house? So that might be one compromise. The assault rifle is going to be a difficult kind of thing because presumably if you're hunting with an assault rifle, you've taken all the sport out of it. And maybe two rifles and you keep them in your brother's house. The shotgun, you know, I don't know. I mean, luckily you don't have a handgun, so at least we don't have to deal with that. So see if there's, if this is the one.
Yeah, I do have a handgun.
Well, and then what's that for? You need a handgun when you've got an assault rifle, two hunting rifles, and a shotgun?
No, I keep the handgun at home for home defense, and most of all my guns, all of them don't have clips, and they're all just sitting there.
Well, I mean, look.
Pretty much.
Blake, hear what I'm saying. Is there are multiple possibilities. One is at the far end of the spectrum to say, look, I don't need somebody giving me an ultimatum. It's the highway. I'm keeping my guns. Goodbye, Sally. The other end of the spectrum is to say, I love you so much, I'll do anything you want. I don't think that's a good solution either, because that isn't a compromise. And at some point, you're going to be angry with her about that. And the issue may be, look, if we were married and living together, I'm willing to accept that, my brother can hang on to the guns, and I want to keep a handgun for personal protection. And I'll keep it in a some place that if we ever have children, it'll be locked up. And are you willing to accept that? Because that's one of the middle grounds, is finding some kind of compromise. So part of it depends not so much on the guns, because we know if you had your druthers, you'd keep the guns. If you had your special druthers, you'd keep the guns and the girl. So the question is there some way to have slightly fewer guns, maybe they're at your brother's house except for one for protection, that she can live with and you can live with her? And so the question is really not how much do you care about the guns, but how much do you care about the girl? And if the answer is, look, girls come and go, my guns are what make me feel safe at night, then the next time you go, if you put yourself on Match or eHarmony or anything else, put, member the NRA, like it or lump it, baby cakes. Don't call me if you don't like guns. And so you were upfront about not getting into a relationship like this. So at this moment, I think you just need to figure out how valuable she is to you and how that compares with all of the guns. And presumably there is a compromise, because I'm not telling you that I think the only way to salvage this relationship is to give up the guns, because I don't think they're important to you. And part of what we do in relationships is we negotiate what's important to both of us, so that we find neither of us get exactly what we want all the time, but neither of us feel like we're giving up something that's really, really important. So that's how you run relationships, because you're always going to find something sooner or later the two of you disagree about passionately. And relationships survive if you figure out how to negotiate it, because no matter how similar we are, sooner or later we're going to bump up against something. And I think you've just bumped up against it. Figure out how you feel about her and then what you want to do about it. Okay? Does that make sense?
I think it does. Okay. I think it was more like the amount I had.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have my brother's guns.
I agree. But look, if you can store his guns, he can store your guns, or the two of you can find a storage lock or someplace. So when you go hunting, you go and pick up the guns. And I think it's not only the number, but it's that you were sneaky about it, and essentially you lied to her about it. And that's what I would address first if you really want to keep this woman in your life, and say, look, I did something really stupid. I'm not crazy about you breaking in, but I started it because I lied to you about it, and I shouldn't have done it. And the reason I did it is because, I really care about you, and I knew this was going to be an issue, and I was cowardly about it, but I've learned my lesson, is that I might as well be upfront with, if we're going to have a relationship, we both have to be honest. Trust is one of those issues. It's like Humpty Dumpty, isn't it? You don't pay any attention to it until it's smashed, and then trying to put it back together is really, really, really difficult. And it's probably, the combination of this call and Brian Williams should hopefully give everybody pause to think about, how to take a deep breath before you say something that seems defensive or less than honest, because trust is a very fragile commodity, and once broken, tough stuff. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you can hear that the problem about not telling the truth is that you kind of have to back up your own rationale, and either with more lies or with justification or with anger or with threatening. Or All right, so let's hear more about people's confessions about embellishment.
Let's go to Lorraine. Lorraine says, I always got upset about hearing a story that I later found out was embellished. That's because I always made a concerted effort to get the facts straight and report them correctly.
True. Yeah.
Michelle just says, she just says, ask O.J. Simpson.
Well, that's a little different. I mean, Brian Williams didn't kill anybody that we know about.
Just a few more. Marie says, I would never embellish a
story. What is it? If the glove doesn't fit, you got to vote to acquit?
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
I think that's what Johnny Cochran said. Marie says, I would never embellish a story or a report because it's hard enough remembering the truth. How dare a news anchor embellish stories? He's supposed to report the news, not make the news. I don't like lies or fabrication. I see right through them.
Well, you didn't see through this one. So, I mean, look, it's going to be interesting to see what happens and why it happens and what the justification is one way or the other. I mean, I think this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, he didn't kill anybody, but he did harm his own reputation and his own, I think, ability for us to just trust what he says.
I'm curious, too, as to how many people are, like, legitimately angry about this and how many are just kind of taken aback and a little offended by it, you know?
Do you know what? In the scheme of things, who cares, right? So yeah. You change channels or whatever. I mean, I think it's one of those stories that's a little bit of a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Belinda says, there's a big difference in embellishing a story and lying. I think that is what many are so upset about regarding Brian Williams. He lied pure and simple. Judge Judy has a great saying, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Not much else left to say.
I think that's true. And again, my only real foray in the beautiful world of lying was such a disaster. It was just so overwhelming and so anxiety-provoking. I mean, at some point it became almost fascinating just because I was so out of my depth. And, you know, when they said he's 3 to 5, and I said, I'll call him after 5. I mean, talking with people, I'm not sure that I'd really ever had a personal relationship with people who were in jail before. I mean, professional is one thing, but or somebody saying, you know, who's calling. I will tell you one other thing, which was completely innocent. At one point, I knew somebody who was convinced that he had gotten an inside tip on dinars, which is the coin of the realm, literally, in Iraq. That they were going to devalue the dinar. And he kept giving people money to buy shares in dinars. And I kept saying, you know what? The secrets, I mean, three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And the person who's telling you this is a big secret, you're not in his inner circle. I mean, you're not a family. You're not somebody he went to college with. And so if you know, there's probably at least, I would say, in his circle, maybe 30 or 40 other people who know. So, I mean, it seems unlikely. But at any rate, so I decided to get him a dinar. As you know, to put on a necklace or something, you know, as a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
So I started calling people to find out how you could buy a dinar. And for some reason, I thought it looked like a subway token. It doesn't. It looks like, you know, looks like a dollar bill. It's folding money, which obviously you can't put on a necklace or a chain or something. But I didn't know this. I just for some reason had it in my mind that it looked like. So I said a subway token. And so at some point the FBI called me and said, what is your interest in dinars? And I had to explain to them, but I wasn't embellishing anything. I was apparently just doing something that I don't think it was illegal. It's just that apparently trying to affect the currency of other countries is considered not quite kosher, which I was only going to buy one. And I thought, you know, you could just buy it like a subway token. And you can't. You have to buy it in, I mean, like a lot of foreign money, you have to buy a certain amount of it. And all I wanted, it was a joke. I'm not good at this stuff. And, you know, as a spy, I'm never going to make it. You know, I can do the trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, plus I giggle at completely inopportune times. All right. We got any more about embellishment and fibbing?
We've got three more here.
All right.
Sally says, she answered the question with yes. She goes on to say, but I am not a famous news anchor. I'm just glad he's not on Fox News. The country would have a field day with that. This will only give him a slap on the hand.
Well, and we have had the does not inflating footballs count as embellishment or lack of embellishment? I mean, we've had, you know, it sounds somehow that being straight and a straight arrow these days is not very common.
See, Bonnie says, I dream so vividly that it is hard sometimes to sort out reality from the dreams. Not complaining, though. It is fun, just a bit confusing.
Well, that's a good defense. I like that. It's not that it actually happened, or that I thought it happened because I have intense dreams. I've actually had the experience of going into work and blushing when I saw somebody because I had a dream about them.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, that's another story.
Last one here from Bill. Bill says, he answers the question with yes. He says, when I was a professional anchorman at a nationwide syndicated news outlet, apples to oranges.
What was the yes? Oh, he fibbed?
Yeah. I think that's what he's saying.
Wow. I wish he'd sort of send us some more information about that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Brian Williams. Maybe he's on our Facebook page. That would be good to know.
Yeah.
I told you, I was, at one point in my career, I was asked to do something, to endorse something that I couldn't endorse, because I was allergic to it. And they said, well, you can just say that you use it. And I said, well, I can't, though, because I break out. And they said, well, you could say that you could. And I said, are you asking me to lie? And they said, define lie. So maybe if I just said, I have these intense dreams, apples to oranges. Yeah, I only embellished it. You know, maybe I could have gotten away with it. I don't think I could have. All right, folks. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I think this hasn't completely played out yet.
Yeah.
And it does sound that there's a little less than remorse going on. But we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. All right, got another hour to go. Whatever it is that's on your mind that you want to tell me in unembellished fashion. Is that a word? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.